Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
దశబాహుస్త్వ నిమిషో నీలకంఠ ఉమాపతి విశ్వరూపస్వయం శ్రేష్టో బలవీరో బలోగణః. దశబాహుస్త్వ నిమిషో, దశబాహు. సో వి సో శుద్ధ స్ఫటిక సంకాశం త్రినేత్రం పంచవక్త్రకం గంగాధరం దశభుజం. దశభుజం, ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ త్రీ ఐడ్. సో త్రీ, ఎవ్రీ ఫేస్ హ్యాస్ త్రీ ఐస్ మీన్స్ సో దెర్ ఆర్ టోటలీ 5 × 3 = 15 ఐస్ అండ్ దెన్ 5 ఫేసెస్. సద్యోజాత వామదేవ అఘోర తత్పురుష ఈశాన దశబాహు దశభుజం. లఘున్యాసం సేస్ దశభుజం. సో 10 హ్యాండెడ్. దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఇస్ ద సీక్రెట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సీక్రెట్స్. దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఇస్ ద హైయెస్ట్. దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఇస్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత 2. విల్ బీ సీయింగ్ దట్ రెఫరెన్సెస్. వన్ కెన్ రెఫర్ దట్ the Bhagavad Gita video that I have uploaded, 12-minute video in my channel. I have given the detail. So since Dashabahu comes here for Mahadeva in Shiva Sahasranama, I want to run through that reference in Padma Purana Uttarakanda, 175th chapter, the conversation between Lakshmi and Narayana. So where, I'll keep it short, Narayana says actually, you know, Lakshmi actually asks Narayana on whom you are meditating on. And Narayana says, actually, I am meditating on Mahadeva, Samba Shiva, Chandrasekhara. And he goes on to say that this body of mine is illusory, O Lakshmi. But Mahadeva's form alone is eternal, indestructible, imperishable. And I am focusing on that. And then he goes on to describe the chapters in Bhagavad Gita. Shrunu Shushro, 26th through 29th verse. Uttarakhandam, 175th chapter, Padma Purana. శృణు శుశ్రోణి వక్ష్యామి గీతాసు స్తుతిమాత్మనః వక్త్రాణి పంచజానీహి పంచాధ్యాయాన్ అనుక్రమాత్. సో పంచాధ్యాయాన్ పంచవక్త్ర, వక్త్ర మీన్స్ ఫేస్. ద ఫైవ్ ఫేసెస్ ఆర్ ద పంచ అధ్యాయ, ద ఫైవ్ చాప్టర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫస్ట్ ఫైవ్ చాప్టర్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత ఓ లక్ష్మి ఇస్ ద ఫైవ్ ఫేసెస్ ఆఫ్ మహాదేవ. గోయింగ్ ఆన్, దశాధ్యాయ భుజశ్చైక ఉదరం ద్వావ్ పదాంబుజే. సో దశాధ్యాయ, ద నెక్స్ట్ 10 చాప్టర్స్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్ ద 10 హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మహాదేవ. గంగాధరం దశభుజం దశబాహుస్త్వ నిమిషో, 10 హ్యాండ్స్. మహాదేవ ఇస్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ హూస్ హ్యావింగ్ 10 హ్యాండ్స్. దశాధ్యాయ భుజశ్చైక. సో ద 10 భుజ మీన్స్ ద 10 హ్యాండ్స్ ఆర్ the next 10 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. And then Eka Udaram, the 16th chapter is the Udara, the stomach of Mahadeva. Dvav Padambuje, the last two chapters, 17th and 18th chapter, are the Padambuja, are his lotus feet, O Lakshmi. He says that. And this form is the form of Bhagavad Gita. Just we see, just people try to misinterpret Bhagavad Gita. They try to denigrate Mahadeva. They say by saying Krishna was the one who gave Bhagavad Gita, and in the name of, you know, they try to denigrate and insult Mahadeva. So when the tatparyam of Bhagavad Gita itself is Samba Shiva, and you try to throw away Mahadeva and try to understand Bhagavad Gita, you can never understand it even in crores and crores of years. As Krishna says, Mahadevam vinayomam bhajate shraddaya saha nasti tasya vinir mokshaha samsara janma koti bihi. He is never going to get moksha even in crores and crores of births by casting aside Mahadeva. So this is what is explained. So Dashabahu, so that's the thing I wanted to touch upon. And Dashabahu, Yoga Tattva Upanishad also talks about this. Yoga Yajna Valkya Smriti also talks about the Swarupam of Sadashiva. When talking about Sambashiva Swarupam, Bindurupam Mahadevam Vyomakasham Sadashivam Shuddhaspatika Sankasham Trinetram పంచవక్త్రకం దశబ ద అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ గోస్ ఆన్ టు సే దట్ హీ ఈస్ క్రిస్టల్ వైట్ ఇన్ కలర్ అండ్ దెన్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫైవ్ ఫేసెస్ అండ్ 10 హ్యాండ్స్ ఈచ్ ఫేస్ హ్యావింగ్ 3 ఐస్ అండ్ సర్వాయుధైర్ధృతాకారం సర్వభూషణ భూషితం. హీఈస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ హీస్ కంప్లీట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్. హీ హ్యాస్ డివైన్ క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్. தேஜோயத்தே ரூபம் கல்யாணதமம். ஈஷாவாசிய உபனிஷத் 16th verses. கல்யாண, த டிவைன் குவாலிட்டிஸ் அண்ட் கேரக்டரிஸ்டிக்ஸ் ஆஃப் மகாதேவா ஆர் ஹைலைட்டட். அண்ட் தென் உமார்த விக்ரஹம், ஹி இஸ் ஷேரிங் ஹாஃப் ஆஃப் இஸ் பாடி வித் பராசக்தி. தட் இஸ் த ஃபார்ம், தட் இஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட் ஃபார்ம் தட் ஒன் ஷுட் காண்டம்ப்ளேட் ஆன். So that's the thing. And then Neelakanta, moving on to the next name, Neelakanta Umapatihi. Again, Neelakanta, very specific name. So Neelagriva, Neelakanta almost mean one and the same. So Neelagriva means the, Griva means neck, you know, and Kanta means throat. So blue-throated, blue-necked. So he is glorified in both ways in the Vedas. Neelagriva comes 6 times in Rudram. அசவ்யோ வசர்பதி நீலக்ரீவோ விலோஹிதஹ நமோ அஸ்து நீலக்ரீவாய சஹஸ்ராக்ஷாய மீடுஷே நீலக்ரீவாய சிதிகண்டாய ச நமஃ கபர்தினே ச வ்யுக்தகேஷாய ச நீலக்ரீவாக்ஷிதிகண்டாஹ சர்வா அதஹ க்ஷமாசரா நீலக்ரீவாக்ஷிதிகண்டா திவகம் ருத்ரா உபஸ்ருதாஹாயே வ்ருக்ஷேஷு சஸ்பிஞ்சரா நீலக்ரீவா விலோஹிதாஹ. 6 டைம்ஸ் இன் ருத்ரம். அண்ட் தென் நீலக்ரீவம் சசாங்காங்கம் நாகயஜ்ஞோபவீதினம். லகுன்யாசம் ஆல்சோ டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் த வேர்ட் நீலக்ரீவா, ப்ளூ நெட். நீலருத்ரோபனிஷத், இட் கம்ஸ் 4 to 5 டைம்ஸ் த வேர்ட் நீலக்ரீவா, ப்ளூ நெட் பர்சனாலிட்டி. ஷிதிகண்டா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் ப்ளூ த்ரோட்டட். ஷிதிகண்டா ஆல்சோ கம்ஸ் 3 டைம்ஸ் இன் ருத்ரம். Now the word Neelakanta, it comes in the Kaivalya Upanishad and Shivasankalpa Upanishad. Uma sahayam parameshwaram prabham trilochanam neelakantam prashantam. Meditate on that personality who is eternally with Parashakti, who is described as Parameshwara and Prabhu, and who is three-eyed and who is blue-throated. By meditating on him alone, one will transcend the modes of material nature and attain mukti. கைலாசிகரபாசிமவத்கிரிகன்யகாநீலகண்டம் த்ரிநேத்ரம் ச தன்மே மனஷிவசங்கல்பமஸ்து. 25th verse of the Shivasankalpa Suktam. This is authenticated, this has been mentioned by many, many acharyas. Just to let you know, many people do not know about this, and they pass very derogatory statements about this Suktam. This has been mentioned by many, many people in the even some of the Advaitins have mentioned about it. Sayanacharya has given a commentary on this Shiva Sankalpa Suktam. Apart from that, Shrikantaradhyaya and Shripati Panditaradhyaya have mentioned about this Shiva Sankalpa Suktam in their Brahmasutra Bhashyams. So, Neelakantam, Kailasa Shikarabhasa, very similar attributes that Kaivalya Upanishad describes. Kailasa Shikarabhasa, one who is residing in Parakailasha, Himavadgiri Kanyakaha, who is eternally with that Himavadgiri Kanya, so the daughter of the mountains, Parashakti. Neelakantam, who is blue-throated, and then on account of his drinking the poison and saving the entire universe, including Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Neelakantam, Trinetramcha, who is three-eyed. So there, Kaivalya Upanishad says Trilochanam. Here it says Trinetram. And then we have the Moksha Mantra, that is present in all the Vedas. Trimbakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam urvarukumiva bandhanan mrityor mukshiyamamrutaat. Trimbakam, who is three-eyed. So Trimbaka can be interpreted in two ways again. One who is three-eyed, or the one who is the begetter of three personalities, Brahma, Narayana and Rudra. Two meanings can be. So Trayamba, right, who is the Trayambika. Parashakti is called as Trayambika and Mahadeva is called as Trayambaka. So Neelakanta Umapatihi. Again, we saw how Uma is very specifically referred. Umapati. Namo Hiranyabhagave Hiranyavarnaya Hiranyarupaya Hiranyapataye Mbikapataya Umapataye Pashupataye Namo Namaha. Who is Hiranyavarna, who is golden in personality, and who is Ambikapati, and who is Umapati. Sagasvasrambikaya, Taittiriya Upanishad, sorry, Taittiriya Samhita of the Krishna Yajurvedam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, 6th Verse. One who is Ambika Saha, one who is eternally with that Ambika. And here it's Uma Sahayam in Kaivalya Upanishad. And then Uma Pati in Mahanarayana Upanishad. Ambikapati, Umapati. And speaking of this, also I remember the Kena Upanishad, 3rd chapter and 4th chapter, where Umam Haimavatim, it mentions, 3rd chapter, 12th verse mentions Umam Haimavatim. That daughter of Himavan, Uma Devi, comes as Brahma Vidya Devi to teach the knowledge of the supreme reality, Mahadeva, to the ignorant Devas, who were haughty and pride. So that also mentions in the Kena Upanishad. Vishwarupaha. So Vishwarupam. Virupebhyo Vishwarupebhyaschavo namo namo Mahadhyakshullakebhyaschavo namo namo. Comes in the Rudram. Vishwarupa, who is? Whose form is this entire universe. And Urdvaretam Virupaksham. Vridakam Satya Mantram also talks about this word Vishwarupa, specifically applying to Mahadeva. And then Swayam Shreshto. Shreshta means he is the supreme. Shreshta means the best of all. Vamadeva Yanamo Yeshta Yanamakshreshta Yanamo. He is the best of all. And then Ganakarta. So Ganakarta means one who actually, who is the lord of the Ganas, who is the cause, who creates all the Ganas. So we see various Ganas appear on the earth. They do not take birth, you know. They do not take birth like Vishnu. They appear and disappear. They appear on the earth to establish the Shiva Dharma, and then they go back to Parakailasha. Just like Shrikantaradhyaya, who is the avatar, who is the incarnation of Nilalohita Rudra, and then Renukaradhyaya also appeared to establish the Shiva Dharma. Shrikantaradhyaya, Renukaradhyaya, and Shvetacharya, everybody appeared to establish the Shiva Dharma. So Ganakarta, he is the cause of all the Shiva Ganas. Ganadipatyam is mentioned in the Atharva Shiras Upanishad. One who recites the Atharva Shiras Upanishad will get the post of Shiva Gana, will eternally get a chance to serve Mahadeva in Parakailasha. And after that, there is no return, there is no birth after that. Ganapatir Digvasa Kama Evacha. Ganapatir, he is the leader of the Gana. He is the Pati of the Ganas. Digvasa, this is a very interesting name. Digvasa means one who has the directions, you know. Dig Vasa. Dig means the four directions, north, east, south and west. Vasa means the cloth. So Digambara, Dig Vasa. So means the his garments. So one who has the four directions as his clothes or as his garments. So that's what Dig Vasa. Digambaraya. Kama Evacha. One who is liked by everyone, who is liked by all. He is liked by everybody. He is liked by Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. He is liked by Parashakti, Kartikeya, Ganapati, Nandishwara, everybody. Mantravit Paramo Mantrak Sarva Bhava Karoharaha. Mantravit Paramo, who is actually the Tatparyam of the all the mantras in the 7 crore mantras in the Vedas. Sapta Kotishu Mantreshu Mantraha Panchaksharo Mahan Brahma Vishnavadihi Deveshu Yata Shambhur Mahattaraha. Comes in the Shiva Mahapurana, also in the Siddhanta Shikamani. Sapta Kotishu Mantreshu. Of all the 7 crore mantras in the Vedas, the exalted mantra is actually Namashivaya. Now, just like Mahadeva is the supreme when compared to Brahma or Vishnu, Mahadeva is the exalted supreme reality. Brahma and Vishnu cannot equal Mahadeva. Like that, there is not a mantra that is equal to Namashivaya in the entire 7 crore mantras in the Vedas. And also, attesting this fact, Rudram says in the 6th Anuvakam, Shlokyaya cha vasanyaya cha namo. Shlokyaya cha. You are that Tatparyam of the Slokas in the Vedas. Vasanyaya cha. Vasanya means actually the end of the Vedas. That is Vedanta, that is Upanishads. You are also the Tatparyam of the Upanishads. Atharvashira, Satharvashika, Kaivalya, Shvetashvatara, Kalagni, Rudra, Jabala, Dashopanishads, Basma Jabala, Brihad Jabala, Mahanarayana, Shiva Sankalpa, Pancha Brahma, all the authentic Upanishads. You are that ultimate Tatparyam of all the Upanishads. Parama Mantraya, you are the personification of the absolute truth. And then Haraha. Again, this word we saw yesterday. Haraha means the one who steals away, one who steals all the sins that we have done for crores and crores of births, and then he gives liberation. Kshram Pradhanam Amritaksharam Haraha, Shvetashvatara Upanishad says. Dhanvine Namaha, 108th name. Dhanvine. So Dhanvine இந்த வெரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் ஈசி இன் ருத்ரம். நமஸ்தே ருத்ரமண்யவ உதோ தயிஷவே நமஹா, நமஸ்தே அஸ்து தன்வனே பாஹுப்யா முததே நமஹா. தன்வா, ஹி ஹாஸ் த போ, ஹி ஹாஸ் த போ அண்ட் ஹி ஆல்சோ ஹாஸ் தி ஆரோ இன் இஸ் ஹேண்ட். ஹி இஸ் அபவுட் டு ஷூட் தட் ஆரோ அகெயின்ஸ்ட் ஹிஸ் எனிமீஸ். அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் மெடிடேஷன். ருத்ரம் ஹாஸ் பீன் காமெண்டட் பை கிரேட் ஆச்சாரியாஸ் லைக் அபினவ சங்கரா, சாயனாச்சாரியா, பால்குருகி சோமநாதாச்சாரியா அண்ட் பட்டபாஸ்கரா, ஹூ இஸ் ஈவன் பூர்வம் டு ஆதிசங்கரா. ஸோ ஈவன் பட்டபாஸ்கரா ஹஸ் கிவன் அ காமெண்ட்ரி. பட் அனதர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பர்சன் ஹஸ் கிவன் அ காமெண்ட்ரி, கார்த்திகேயா, அவர் டியர் கார்த்திகேயா. ஸோ திஸ் கம்ஸ் இந்த சிவரகசிய இத்திஹாசம். கார்த்திகேயா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ஹஸ் கிவன் அ காமெண்ட்ரி ஆன் த என்டயர் ருத்ரம். So every anuvakam he gives a dhyana shlokam and also every verse he explains in detail. So the dhyana shlokam that he gives for the first anuvakam, he says that one should contemplate on the Mahadeva. Bhaktanam sugamam mahagarahanam lokadipatya pradam rajnyam chanamatam prasada sumukam shri kashyaparaditam yodakaram uma sahayam achirad அச்சிராதாகர்ண கிருஷ்டேஸ்வரம் சாப்பே பாஸ்வதி சந்ததானம் அனீஷம் ருத்ரம் யுவானம் பஜே. ஒன் ஹாஸ் டு மெடிடேட் ஆன் தட் யூத்ஃபுல், இஸ் வெரி யூத்ஃபுல். நம சிவாபியாம் நவ யவ்வனாபியாம், இஸ் லுக்கிங், ஹீ இஸ் த ஓல்டஸ்ட் பட் ஹீ இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் அஸ் வெரி யூத்ஃபுல், லுக்கிங் லைக் அ 16-year-old பாய். ஹீ இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஸ்ட்ரிங்கிங் ஹிஸ் போ அபவுட் டு ஷூட். ஹீ இஸ் ஸ்ட்ரிங்கிங் நாட் த ஸ்ட்ரிங் ஹீ இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஹீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் த போ அண்ட் தென் ஸ்ட்ரிங்கிங் த thread of the bow until his ears, and he has the arrow ready to shoot his enemies. And this is one of the meditations. This is how you have to meditate on Mahadeva along with Uma. Parashakti is placing her hands on the shoulders of the youthful Mahadeva, Uma Sahayam. So this is how you have to meditate, and that's what Kartikeya says in the Rudram commentary, in his Rudram commentary in the first anuvakam, for the first anuvakam. So that's what is actually Danvine, one who has the bow in his hand, one who carries a bow, one who is ready to destroy the enemies of his dear devotees. One who tries to disturb his devotees, he destroys them. He becomes their enemies. He becomes the enemy of his devotees' enemies. Mahadeva. Kapalavate namaha. Kapalavate, one who has the skull. So basically one who has actually, so usually Brahma is described as having the Ratnamala. Vishnu is described as wearing the Vaijayanti Mala. Indra is described as having the Parijata Mala. But Mahadeva is described as having the heads of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra as a Mala. That's why he is described as Mundamala or Rundamala. Vaktram Tan Mundamalayam. Keeping this actually in Karanagamam 8th chapter, 45th verse, Mahadeva is described as having the, you know, heads of Brahma and Vishnu as a mala. And then Surupaya, Om Surupaya Namaha, Surupaya, so who is handsome. So he appeared as, you know, Bhikshatana, most handsome. Mahadeva is described as Sundareshwara, Abhirama. No, Abhirama means the most handsome man. Abhirama, Abhirami. Parashakti is described as Abhirami and Mahadeva is described as Abhirama, the supreme, most handsome. Sundareshwara, the lord of beauty. When he appeared in that form, Kalyana Sundara Murti, to marry Parvati Mata, everyone got attracted to Paramashiva. So that's why he's called as Surupaya. Tejase. யோ வை ருத்ரக்ஸ யோ வை ருத்ரக்ஸ பகவான் யச்ச தேஜஸ் தஸ்மை வை நமோ நமஹா. இன்ஃபைனைட் எஃபல்ஜன்ஸ், இன்ஃபைனைட் லைட் இஸ் கமிங் அவுட் ஆஃப் த பாடி ஆஃப் மகாதேவா. ஸோ தேஜஸே, இன்ஃபைனைட் தேஜஸ் இஸ் கமிங் அவுட் ஆஃப் த பாடி ஆஃப் மகாதேவா. ஸோ த தேஜஸ் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஜஸ்ட் த, யூ நோ, டிஸ்கிரைப்ஸ் த ஆமினிசன்ஸ், தட் இஸ் ஹிஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் எவ்ரிவேர். But in reality, he is described with a beautiful form. The Vedas and Upanishads describe his form beautifully. And that's why there are places in the Puranas where Vishnu himself says, even the Vedas and Upanishads cannot describe your feet. They are still searching for your feet and I am also searching for your feet. Varshakoti sagasram tu sagasrabdair atanvaham bhaktya sampujito pisha padavuno darshitastvaya. I have been searching for your feet for crores and crores of years, O Mahadeva, but I am not able to find. So that form of Mahadeva is described beautifully. So Mahadeva is described as Saguna Brahmam in the Shiva Vishishtadvaita Sampradaya. He has a beautiful form. The Linga represents his Arupatva, Arupa aspect, infiniteness, his infiniteness. But behind that he has a form. Ushnishine, he wears a turban. Ushnishine giricharaya kuluncha naam pataye namo namo, the one who wears a turban. So when he comes to get married to Parvati Mata, he wears a beautiful turban on his head. So this also comes in the Rudram. Suvaktraya, Suvaktraya namaha, who has a beautiful face. Suvaktraya means who has a good face, who has a handsome face, beautiful face. Harikeshaya namaha, Harikeshaya upavitine pushtanam pataye namo namo, who has a black hair. Harikesha comes in Rudram also.